As we say good morning and welcome to Quincy, Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall update. How are you today, Mayor?
Doing well. Good morning, Joe.
Welcome to October.
I know. Where did September go, huh?
Gee. did seem to go quick.
It's unbelievable.
And, of course, this is the first week that the Red Line is back up and running after a three-week shutdown.
Indeed. And I know that in talking to folks at the T and the general manager, and everything was on schedule. Everything went very well. There were more than 600 people working on the Red Line during that time period. It's pretty incredible, but well worth the investment. This will now put us in a good place for a long time. The only thing left really on this section of the Red Line is the new cars have been trickling in, slowly coming in and replacing the old timers. So good stuff for the commuters of Quincy and the South Shore.
Yep, by all accounts, it was a success. Senator Keenan put out on his social media that he rode from Park Street down to Wollaston, and it was about half the time that it took before the project. So that's
the other beauty of it. It wasn't just getting rid of the slow zones. It was actually increasing the potential speed. So instead of 40 miles an hour, I think they go up to 50 miles an hour now, yep. Which is huge.
Makes
tremendous.
All the difference, absolutely. So good stuff there, as you say.
Absolutely.
Mayor, I hope we could talk a little bit this morning about the plans for the Adams Presidential Center in Quincy Center, where that stands and where it's going next.
Well, still in planning stages, working with the board. I'm not on the board of the Adams Presidential Center. I helped put it together. A lot of planning happening. We've got some big commitments financially out of Rob Hale, who's been the major benefactor to date. The board, I don't know if they've announced it yet, but have hired a executive director, which is huge. I'll let them get into the details of that, but that will make a big difference. You know, somebody with some background experience and actually ran a presidential library in our country. So that will really increase dramatically the fundraising efforts from sources around the country. So as you know, as we've talked about here, Joe, we're trying to raise private money to build it. The city, my role is to try to provide them the land, and then they would build the facility and be run privately as well. Doesn't mean they wouldn't accept federal or state dollars, but for the most part, it will be private monies. Some individuals, some foundations, there's folks out there that this would be right up their alley. So anyway, it's going well. It's moving. I know that we've talked about Adams Street, and in the latest URDP, we added the Planet Fitness properties as well as the Dermatology Office as potential takings. That's the time you have to list going forward the takings that we, you know, in the past, as you know, with the other URDPs in Quincy Center, we had to list out the various properties that were potentially up for grabs for taking, which then allowed the development to move forward. So that was part of the process, including those properties. That has not been a final decision made on that, but it is potentially part of what will be hopefully the campus for this. So we're still looking at other locations. We're not limited to those two spots, Joe, but we did have to include it in the RDP if we're going to move forward on that. Just part of the process, you know.
So would the city also have to assist those businesses in relocating?
Yes, under the law, absolutely.
Okay.
That's how it works, for sure.
And last I looked at it, the Acapulco's restaurant property was also included. Is that still in there?
That's still in there, absolutely. That's for a whole different purpose. We've talked about that for location of the John Quincy Adams statue in Minnie Park. That statue and release have been finished, and they are in storage here in this country and waiting for its location. So that's generally the spot we've looked at. The building is in not very good shape. There have been two or three offers on the building over the last 5 years, and every offer that was made, they pulled away after looking at the facility. It's my understanding through the broker we're dealing with that the gentleman is looking to move on and retire anyway. So the timing of this could be good.
I see. And with regards to the Planet Fitness property, does that include the Freedom Park and back there, the other side of the tracks?
Well, we could include it, but that's city property.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's not that's not listed. So that would be, if we're to engage that property, that would be through the city's park department.
Speaking of statues, any update on the work with the Musawatuset tribe and what might be happening out in Squantum?
Well, I know that we met with the members of the tribe, met with the two artists that were selected during the RFP process. They are now working directly with the tribe, and that process, you know, is as far as the RFP bidding and all that process is done. The artists are on board.
Okay.
So now it's working out the look of the statue between the artists and the tribe. So we've... you know, we have a look at it, but essentially the decision makers will be the tribe on that.
Right. And providing them with a spot as well, a type of center, any progress on that?
Yeah, they've narrowed it down, and they're looking at a couple of spots, including, you know, Squaw Rock,
mm-hmm.
the corner of Quincy Shore Drive and Squantum Street, which is owned by the state. So I believe they'll be engaging the DCR on that, if that's the location. But they were looking at two or three spots like that.
Okay. So, and I understand a Quincy 400 office will be opening soon in downtown Quincy?
Yes, as part of the program, we really believe we need a location to work out of. The preparations and plans are going very well, but it's getting busier and busier and a lot more activity around it. So we have, as you know, the Monroe building next door. Mm. We had vacancy in one of the storefronts, so we decided to use one of the storefronts to do that. So, yeah, we'll be opening that fairly soon.
Very good. This Saturday, Mayor, Food Truck Festival is back.
It is indeed. I always make a trip to the Whoopie Pie truck.
Just one trip?
Just one trip and a big box.
Yeah, that's right.
That's always a great event. As you know, Joe, we've done a series of events. John McDonald's my coordinator on those, and it's been great. The public loves it. It's entertainment is free. Of course, if you go to the truck festival, you buy your own food, but there'll be music and entertainment and bands there. So you don't have to buy anything to enjoy the event. But there are, I think, 25 trucks or so that will be there.
At least,
various
yeah.
types of food. And it's a great take. It really is. I haven't looked at the weather, but hopefully the weather will cooperate.
Right now it looks okay.
Good.
Let's hope it holds. It's this Saturday, noon to 6, right along Coddington Street.
That's right. From the Quincy High.
Yep. And the Saturday is also a household hazardous waste drop-off day. We should remind folks, too, with the DPW from 8 to noon. So good chance to do a little fall cleaning.
Absolutely.
Yes. Good to talk to you, Mayor. Appreciate your time.
You as well, Joe. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. You too.